I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 21st. Resolutions at tonight's Quincy City Council meeting would oppose a plan by the state that would allow representative and Senate district lines to be redrawn before cities and towns can redraw their precinct lines. That delay is being caused by a delay in the release of the 2020 federal census data. Typically, municipalities redraw their precinct lines first. Also tonight, another resolution by six Quincy City Councilors opposes a plan by the city to build a footbridge to Pine Island in Black's Creek out of concern about damage to the environment and wildlife. The remote city council meeting begins at 6:30, will be carried live on Quincy Access Television, Channel 9, and streamed live on QATV.org. It is safe to swim in the water at Quincy City beaches. Results of tests taken last Thursday indicate safe levels of pollution in the water at 13 Quincy City beaches. Results of tests taken at Wollaston Beach were not available. There'll be a community meeting held this afternoon regarding a plan for a new residential development in West Quincy. Ward 4 City Councilor Brian Palmucci says a developer wants to put up a new 50-unit multifamily residential building at 17 Bennett Lane, right off of Independence Avenue. The plan is to demolish a warehouse on the site now and put up the new building. A remote community meeting will be held via Zoom at 5:30 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 21st.